And welcome back to Out of the Woods. I've actually been playing some tracks from this recent release here, but I didn't have the deluxe edition, and now I do. From Richard Thompson on the bonus disc. There's only one track that sort of fits the acoustic vibe of this show, so we're going to play it for you right now and drag the mood back down with us. Fergus Lang here, Richard Thompson on Out of the Woods.
Fergus Lang is a beast of a man. He stitches up and fleeces. He wants to manicure the world and sell it off in pieces. He likes to build his towers high. He blocks the sun out of the sky. In the penthouse, the champagne's dry. It's slightly gassy. Fergus Lang, he works so hard, and busy as a bee is. Fergus Lang has 17 friends, all as dull as he is. 17 friends of 17 wives, all the perfect shape and size. They wag their tails and bat their eyes, just like lasses. Fergus Lang, he builds and builds, yet small as his erection. Fergus Lang has a fine head of hair when the wind's in the right direction. The wind's in the right direction. His 17 friends, they live inside a bubble. There they withdraw, they shut the door at any sign of trouble. Should the peasants wail and vent and ask him where the money went, he'll simply say it's all been spent on being classy. Fergus buildings reach the sky until you cannot see them. Thinks the old stuff he pulls down belongs in a museum. His own fair home is on the park, an airy jewel, a city of, hung with Picasso, hung with Braque, but nothing brassy. Oh, Fergus Lang, he builds and builds, yet small as his erection. Fergus Lang has a fine head of hair when the wind's in the right direction. The wind's in the right direction. We'll be right back.
beware of the hunting young man. Read ye beware of the hunting young man. For the Lord of the May has sorrow for aye, his daughter away where the fairies was ta'en. The hunting young man, read ye beware of the hunting young man. After money's a year to bring him some cheer, the Lord of the May to the hunter's game. Read ye beware of the hunting young man, read ye beware of the hunting young man. A deer or a roe, but a bonny white bird did it sat in a sting. Read ye beware of the hunting young man, read ye beware of the hunting young man. For his arrow he shot, but it harmed her not, for it died in the heart of his daughter Elaine. Hunting young man, read ye beware of the hunting young man. For the Lord of the May a sorrow for aye, his daughter away where the fairies was ta'en.
bad apples rotten to the core. Something to blame the torture for. Keep it all behind closed doors. As American as apple pie. Apples and blame by any other name. Garden of Eden would never be the same. Sometimes a snake is just a snake. Call it intelligent design. 67 years ago, 24 blackbirds baked in a pie. One bad apple in the Marine Corps. Corpus Christi habeas corps. Thumbs up and smile some more. That's what all those mammals were for. Smoke 'em if you got 'em, praise the Lord. Pass the ammunition, change the score. Body count was a different war. That's what we have contractors for. 67 years ago, 24 blackbirds baked in a pie. The apple of discord. That's what we pay the chairman of the board. To move headquarters and money offshore. Bridge over troubled black water. Sitting on the dock of a Memphis court. Waiting to hear the commission report. Talk of Bay of Pigs and barrels of pork. There's still time to lock up your daughters. 67 years ago, 24 blackbirds baked in a pie. American pie, bye bye blackbird. Bye bye American pie, bye bye blackbird. Bye bye American pie, bye bye blackbird.
Jack Hardy for you here on Out of the Woods from his final CD before we lost him back in 2009, his CD Ryegrass there, and the one that leads off the disc called Soundtrack. Great stuff. Yeah, I like the harmony vocals to there too. He had Morgan Hardy, Miranda Hardy, Laurie McAllister, and Abby Gardner, you know her from Red Molly, all singing harmonies on the CD. I'm not sure who we had there on that track, but on the bass, Mr. Mike Laureano, and we'll be talking about him in just a moment. But great stuff. Also brand new in there, we heard from Beppe Gambetta and Tony McManus. A new CD's called Round Trip, and great instrumental there, Doherty's. We heard from Archie Fisher before that. He has a brand new one out called A Silent Song. We heard The Lord of the May. And started you off there, the great Richard Thompson. And one from the Still CD from the bonus disc if you get the deluxe edition. That's the only way you'll get that one. And a track called Fergus Lang. Yeah, kind of sounds like that big mouth guy is running for president he was talking about there. I don't know. His name's not Fergus Lang, though. Anyway, back to Jack Hardy, right? Back in his band, he had that guy named Mike Laureano playing the bass. Well, Mike's got another brand new CD out called Road Signs. And every time I listen to Mike Laureano, I hear Jack Hardy deep down inside him. We're going to hear a track from Mike right now, sort of starting off a bit of a theme. We're actually going to have a few songs in this set that are not brand new ones to fit our theme. But we're going to kick one off right now from Mike Laureano. Here's The Field on Out of the Woods.
Alongside a country road, a tired mailbox leans. A Caldwell banker sign staked in the lawn. Queen Anne's lace is knee-high above the weeds, where once there lay a quiet family farm. 62, the old John Deere was nearly new. The barn was proud, the corn stood tall. But the field we grew for that harvest moon was sold off with the barn wood last fall. Papa drove the furrows, sowed his daddy's field. Mama sold cut flowers from the yard. We kids swept the coop and spread the chicken feed, while the swallows dove and swooped around the barn. But the winds blew dry when the debt came due, and Pop is death, the final straw. And the field we grew for that harvest moon, well, the dozer moved the ground last fall. They'll clear the trees, leave just a few. Build box houses wall to wall. And the field we grew for that harvest moon, well, the swallows flew away.
In the fields between the towns, and the starlight driving movies closing down. The road is gone to the way it was before, and the spaces won't be spaces anymore. Two more farms were broken by the drought. First the Wagners, now the Fullers pulling now. Developers paid better than the corn. But this was not the place where they were born. There's houses in the fields, no prayers for steady rain this year. Houses in the fields, there's houses in the fields. The last few farms are growing out of here. At first he wouldn't sell and then he would. Now there'll be children playing where the silo stood. The word came from the marrow of his bones. It was the last sure way to pay off all the loans. The new streets will be named for kings and queens. And a ransom will be paid for every castle's dream. The model sign is crested with a lion. And the farmers, they will have enough to die on. There's houses in the fields, no prayers for steady rain this year. Houses in the fields, there's houses in the fields. The last few farms are growing out of here. Oh, I guess no one should be afraid of change. Tell me, why is there a fence for every open range? It's a sign I'm getting on in years. When nothing new is welcome to these eyes and ears. Just houses in the fields, no prayers for steady rain this year. Houses in the fields, there's houses in the fields. The last few farms are growing out of here. The growing houses in the fields between the towns. And the starlight drive-in movie is all closed down. The road is gone to the way it was before. And the spaces won't be spaces anymore. No, the spaces won't be spaces anymore.
Hi, I'm Lee.
And I'm Eric.
And we're the Gibson Brothers. And you're listening to Out of the Woods.
It was straight on center, level all around. And it sat in the middle of the tiny town. But as the town grew up, it ate its farm. Until all that was left was the big old barn. Its shiny roof, then rusted brown. And posts and beams started coming down. Two grown-up eyes, it said poverty. But that big old barn, it called to me. So I snuck inside, I looked all around. And I can
could not believe what I had found. Silo door. It was full of mice and it was full of moths. They had a different nest in every loft. It was my playground and it was my own zoo. It was a million things a boy could do. Of town, it was an old eyesore. They had taxes due, and it would take no more. So they threw a match and they let her go. And smoke poured out from the big front door. There were firemen there, and the police too. And there was not one thing a boy could do. Center, level all around, and it sits in the middle of my hometown. See the shiny glass, smell the coffee ground. It's open all night on sacred ground.
Sixteen miles east of New York City, there's a little country town called Miller's Place. A 200-acre farm, the last one hanging on, lives a 90-year-old man still going strong. 1948 brought Mr. Burgle with his wife and kids and what little else they own. They worked hard all day long, prayed the harvest would be strong, so 1949 they could go on. And you know your land is worth $2 million. The tax man's been beating down your door. Potatoes don't even bring $10 a hundred. Sure does make it tough to go on, Mr. Burgle. Please don't sell your farm. Well, in 65, they put a blinking light in town. Built a brand new school and tore the old one down. The gravel roads got paved, and we were making way for something they call progress is here to stay. Now, four-lane highways and stores are all high sea, where the George and Andy Chirp farm used to be. John Rectal, he held on. He tried to keep his farm, but the bank sold it off in 83. And you know your land is worth
dollars. The tax man's been beating down your door. Potatoes don't even bring $10 a hundred. Sure does make it tough to go on, Mr. Burkle. Please don't sell your farm. Now the burgled farm's the last one in town. Not an empty plot of land can be found. After 51 years of farming, blood, sweat, and prey, I know you think it's time to lay down. Today they laid your casket in the ground, and with it went the last farm in this town. Only hopes and dreams live on, only yesterdays are gone, leaving no one in your shoes to carry on. Know your land is worth $2 million. The tax man's been beating down your door. Potatoes don't even bring $10 a hundred. Sure does make it tough to go on, Mr. Burkle.
Mr. Burgold haunts the heck out of that place, especially if it becomes the Dunkin' Donuts, like the barn did on the Gibson Brothers track we heard just before that. But yes, that was the Feinberg Brothers, one of my favorite brother duos, from their self-titled debut. And yes, if you thought farms only existed out in the middle of the country, no, they're from Long Island, New York, and that's where they're singing about there. Burgold's Farm. We did hear from the Gibson Brothers, going back to their 2005 CD, Red Letter Day, and the Barn Song. Great one there. And you know our theme now. We had John Gorka in there, and a legendary track from him, Houses in the Fields. Starting out from his Jack's Crows CD, one of his early ones there. And Lucy Kaplansky and Sean Colvin helping out on the vocals on that track. So Sean Colvin's on two tracks so far. She's leading the pack on harmonies tonight. But yes, Houses in the Fields from that one. And Jack's Crows. I was talking about Jack Hardy earlier. Well, John Gorka named that one for Jack Hardy way back then. And it came out back around 93 or 94. But Jack's Crows was what they used to call the group of people that hung out at Jack's apartment and played music every Monday night, I believe it was. Started off the set there, a former member of the Jack Hardy band, Mr. Mike Laureano, from his brand new CD, Road Signs. And one starting off our theme there, and The Field. Great stuff. And Tom Duvall was playing the electric on that track too, and he's all over Mike's new CD, another former member of the Jack Hardy band. Definitely gives it that flavor for sure. All right, folks. Well, we got another quick break to take. We'll be right back after this.